download Todd and Tyler podcast from the Todd and Tyler app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yeah, it is. Nick has a review of his flamethrower. Yeah.
Is this the actual flamethrower, the link you sent us?
Yes.
Okay, because this is available on Amazon, and they tout it as a cooking device. Our cooking torch.
Yeah, you fire the hot dog in the air and blow it out of the sky.
Crafted from professional-grade materials.
Yeah, I'm wondering how far the flame actually shoots out of the gun.
Me too.
Yeah, I guess.
The look we'll on your face out. Is psychotic, man.
Well, there's got to be video of it somewhere.
Yeah. This review from a guy named Bruno said, fun, but you got to be careful.
Really?
Don't read these to your wife, by the way.
Said, pro, easy to use, looks cool, gets hot enough to burn pretty much whatever you put in front of it. Okay. The flame also stays on, so you can grip it by the back part of the handle if you're doing weeds. Cons, it's a bit short for weed control.
Right. Excellent for drought-stricken areas.
Yeah. It can go through propane quickly if you have it cranked over 50%. Yeah. Removing the tank can be a bit sketchy.
Whole bunch of Southern California on fire right now, they're evacuating people.
That is pretty cool.
Did you read about the dumbass that burned down the national park?
They catch him? Good.
Oh, yeah, because it was a guy in a sailboat. And
what'd he do?
He wrecked his sailboat because he shouldn't have been out in the first place. It was really super windy. And just off the coast of Santa Barbara, Ventura, is Channel Islands National Park. Mm-hmm. So this guy wrecks his sailboat, fires a couple of flares in the air, and the island is dry. And he manages to hit the island, the only one of the Channel Islands that has any kind of structure on it. This is where the rangers stay. Right. That's where the visitor center is. So all of that burned down. And then there was a rare stand of Torrey Pines, which I didn't know only existed in Southern California and San Diego. But they had to protect those.
This thing's only $49.99, man.
Yeah.
It's pretty, just pretty cheap. Now we just sold a bunch of flamethrowers, didn't we? But your wife is not happy. But the best thing about when your wife would get mad at you is something the kid, especially your son, I remember that. But when Ryder would do something, you could put part of the blame on him. So there's not all nobody's mad at you. Right. So is she mad at you or your son? Because you wanted it and your son bought it, so I'm sure she's not going to stay mad at you, right?
I think she's mad because I've just fostered this sort of environment.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Talking about wanting a flamethrower for a long time.
Yeah. It's nice to know your, your kids are listening.
Right. Positive male role model right there.
Can she use it for any do-it-yourself crafts? Because that's one thing they tout it for. Looks like a guy is cleaning off some ceiling on a deck.
Well, that sounds...
snow removal.
The gum just fly out of your mouth, Todd.
Yeah.
A cough drop.
That's good.
I thought you lost a tooth
glad
right
it's
there.
It's not a tooth.
Weeding and grilling. This guy's burning up weeds on his sidewalk.
Yeah, but you want your wife using it, Nick? I don't think you do, really.
Right. She wants.
Okay.
It's going to be fun.
Okay, so she's into it now.
This guy said it makes lighting a fire fun. It even starts wet wood.
That'd probably be fun to take camping.
You just talked about burning down forests, and you're going to take a flamethrower camping. They probably don't even allow flamethrowers in the woods, do they, Todd?
They might not.
Yeah.
It depends upon
I could see it being discouraged.
Fire restrictions at this time of year.
Can you take a gun into the woods?
Well,
then you probably can't take a fire gun into the woods.
Right.
You can't take
it
a gun
a
into
fire
the woods.
Gun.
I don't think they have any rules
against
guns.
Yeah, but a gun won't set off a fire like a flame will.
It could.
No,
it could, but not like a flame.
It could, but it's nothing like a flamethrower.
Yeah, this is helpful, too, because I don't own a gun. I just have a golf club under the bed until now. Like, somebody breaks into your house, they're not expecting this.
Yeah.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood at the end in the pool.
Mm-hmm.
He lights up those guys, that chick with the... And she goes running out there and dives in the pool.
Yeah.
Well,
stop.
I don't care.
Rachel.
I'm not spoiling Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Go watch a damn movie.
Okay. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm sorry.
Rachel.
We could talk about stuff on the show.
Rachel Ware is with us.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
Nick got a flamethrower for his birthday from his son.
That's
exciting.
Sick.
Yeah. It's that same one. I've got to get a tank for it.
That's cool.
Right. Yeah. It's not a military grade one or anything.
But it looks like
it's not the one I wanted, but I guess.
Well, this one's $49.99. I bet you they get really expensive, too.
Yeah,
really,
and it looks like the flame only comes out maybe a foot or so. So that helps it being not quite as destructive.
That's a foot more than I had.
What are we talking about?
That was nice. Your son clearly loves you. That's good.
It'd be tough to burn down Todd's shed if it only comes out a foot, right?
Right.
You want to do that from a distance.
Well, you just...
That does make it safer, though, the foot thing. I feel better for you now, because if that came out 7 or 8 feet...
Oh, yeah, it's not going to be that
You could light people standing around the house with it all.
You can get yourself, on Amazon, a military-style flamethrower, but you're going to pay a couple $1,000 for
it. Yeah, but is it on Prime?
Yeah.
How fast can I get it?
Next day delivery?
I don't want it. I don't want it after 2 days. I've changed my mind.
Would Tyrell be allowed to bring a flamethrower into the warehousehold?
Oh, ugh.
Huh?
I mean, yeah.
Well, you don't trust Tyrell, right?
I don't trust the kid. I mean,
the kid. Well, okay, you're right.
We've got small kids in the house who would love to flame something.
Yeah.
So that's my whole thing. Yeah.
Kids out of the picture. Let's say it's he brings home a flamethrower.
Whatever. It's better than another woman.
Yeah. Or is it?
Let him have the flame.
Or is it? There you go, Todd.
Yeah, or is it? Which does more damage?
Yeah. Can you put a little
the
lock
woman.
On? You know, like you can lock up guns. Can you put a little lock on this thing, a trigger lock?
I think what you do is just not take have the tank on it.
Yeah, take the tank off, right?
Or,
right.
Hear me out, self-control. Anyone? Self-control?
Hear you out?
I think that ship sailed with Nick already.
I get it.
We were talking about kids wanting to play with this. You're like, hey, don't play with matches. Also, don't play with the flamethrower that looks like a Nerf gun.
Yeah.
That'd be tough.
You know that thing that looks so cool? Don't touch it.
Right.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm worried about. Your son is just—he's still a high schooler, so he's a high school football player going to his senior year. This sounds like a, hey guys, I got a flamethrower at the house. I bought my dad.
Yeah, let's have to rival school and burn their logo.
Oh, I bought. That's what I was thinking.
The yard line.
Burn their logo off the turf field.
Yeah, was this more of a him gift than a you gift? Because those are the gifts I get from Tyrell specifically, where I'm like, oh great.
Yeah. Oh, he bought something that he wants to use more than you?
Oh, he presents it to you, but it's actually for him.
Correct.
Yeah. I love that trick.
Give us the latest example of that.
Oh, a lot of the times, outfits. He's like, I got you a cool outfit. I'm like, great. The whole butt cheek's going to be cut out. And then, you know what I mean?
Not what you were looking for, but what he was looking for.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Now, Todd will argue this, but you can kill spiders with it, Mike says. You can do that.
The flame?
Kill a bunch of insects in the yard. That'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, in the yard is key to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because grass fires are awesome.
Yeah. Well, is it dry there? Probably not.
Not right now.
It will be. Yeah, I wouldn't break that out in mid-July.
It is pretty. Didn't Fontenelle just go up in flames?
Yeah.
Because it's dry.
There's
So Nick got a flamethrower in a dry Midwest.
Yeah. All right.
There's wildfires in the swamps of Florida. So, the whole nation is pretty drought stricken at this point.
Although, it's like something's happening.
As long as you're not doing, gender reveals with
that's
it.
That's it.
Okay.
Don't do that.
Could you light fireworks on the 4th of July with this thing? Just
put them in a pile?
Just hit it with a flamethrower?
You probably could, but I'm not doing that.
Throw the firecracker into the open blowing flame.
You got 3 vodka sodas and 2 joints. You could do anything, man.
You're unstoppable.
You could stuff.
That sounds like a Superman thing, doesn't it? I could do anything.
Yeah, in the barrel of that thing, and then light it up and shoot it out. That would be pretty impressive.
Yeah, unless they don't shoot out and then just blow up in your face.
Yeah, they could do that.
Go up to the kids on the neighborhood street who have smoke bombs, be like, sup, nerds.
Sup, nerds. Are you allowed to use a flamethrower in the city limits?
That's a good question.
Have you looked that up?
I don't know. I don't live within the city limits.
You know.
Oh, great.
Okay, the area you live in.
It doesn't apply to us.
I live in unincorporated part of a county. I think I'll be all right.
Yeah, you probably are.
And you can get away with anything as long as you don't get caught. Yeah. Right. It's always legal. Yeah.
Well, if you want to share it on social media, we could all see it on the video.
Like, bitchin' flamethrower, here's a ticket.
Part of the law is how contained it is. Like, you're allowed to have a fire pit, but it has to be a fire pit.
Yeah. And that is how the fire pit is getting lit now. For sure.
Can I light your cigarette? Anything's getting lit.
Light the cigarette. Beer. Try that. With a big long cigarette.
You need a super long cigarette. Right. Yeah.
It's basically a long lighter.
Yeah.
Like a Marlboro 1000.
One of those torch lighters. It's just a big version of that.
Shockingly enough, it says flamethrowers broadly legal for civilian ownership in the U.S.
Sure.
No federal laws prohibiting them. Legal in 48 states. Mostly local laws are, you know, nah, yeah, you're fine.
Nick, I wonder which two they're not legal.
Maryland and California.
California makes sense. That, oh.
yeah. Okay.
So
yuck.
What happened, Aramis?
Oh, we both just said the same thing at the same time.
Oh, yeah, same inflection.
Todd's tooth fell out a little while ago. It was crazy.
It's back. I put it back.
All right. Underappreciated jobs. We mentioned the stand-up comedian.
Underestimated.
Underestimated. Yeah. You're right.
Don't how difficult yet. They are.
Right. Oh.
Yeah. Underestimated.
Small business owner?
Yeah.
Yeah. Here, here.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Yeah.
All the forms you fill out.
So, yeah, you're bartending more often now, and you're making... Tyrell host because is that because I asked him yesterday, does he get less tips than you bartending?
Oh no, I just hate hosting. No, oh, yeah. He's great at it. This has nothing to do with him and everything to do with the laziness of myself.
Oh, yeah.
I prefer not to
host.
You'd rather do
your set and you're done, right?
Yeah.
Got it. Right.
Oh, yeah. And now you're dealing with people, being hospitable and all.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. That is your strong suit.
Now, do you smile? Do you smile? Because Puss had a waitress walk up to them and him and his wife the other day and didn't smile the whole time. And he's pissed, and I don't blame him. But his wife says it's no big deal. Do you smile?
I wasn't pissed. It just struck me.
I'm going to stop smiling just because of that story.
She scowled when she looked at Puss.
I did. I got mad. Yeah, I was like, what are you doing? Anytime someone asks me to smile, I'm going to do the exact opposite of that, just because I'm not into being told.
Hey,
what to
honey
do.
Pie, smile
yeah.
for
yeah.
me.
While I didn't. Yeah, I didn't say anything to her. I just commented to my wife. I was like, "Wow, she looks like she hates us. She looks like we're
Maybe she
That's
did.
That's kind of a chauvinistic response because nobody ever tells a guy to smile.
Right?
You'd look a lot more hot if you smiled.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, Nick.
I would have said the same thing if it was a dude waiter. He just comes up scowling, looking like we are inconveniencing him for doing his job. Like.
The scowling part, you're right. You cannot smile and still not scowl. It's tough.
Did you ask him if there was anything you could do to make him smile?
No, I wouldn't say. I wouldn't say that at all.
I wouldn't do that to anyone.
Oh, that's weird. To say that.
No,
put that on the "you smell nice" list because that is that is intense.
Nick Fabricio, light your own farts.
Oh, yeah.
Who's about to blow one? Turn your butt and you shoot right out their ass.
Meet me in the back.
Well, he says you can let your own fart and be cremated at the same time.
I don't want to add that second part.
Watch the loose fitting clothing.
Right.
The fire that Rachel mentioned was caused by a cigarette.
In
Funnel. Tossed out a lit cigarette.
From a car just walking through the woods.
I think walking through
probably
the woods.
Probably just walking on a hiking trail.
Idiots. Mm-hmm. Idiots.
And I think one of the guys at the park, too, is like, hey, don't do that. He's like, we're not telling you not to smoke, but like throw it away.
Wow.
Yeah. Right. Extinguish it properly.
All right. Nick Flamethrower Allen. That's your new nickname now, man. The
What could go wrong?
That'd be a great comedy name. You should stay in comedy. Nick the Flamethrower, right?
I was going to say, this is going to turn into a touring thing. Nick's going to be back in a year.
Yeah.
It won't be comedy, but it'll be funnier.
It'll be
funnier than whatever he did before.
Much more dramatic entrance. With the flamethrower going.
Yeah, does anybody need somebody booked for 10 seconds and just walk up and be like, check this out. All right, see you later.
Thank you, good night.
Instead of our sign spinner, we have a flame blower at the corner. Warehouse Comedy.
Comedian Rachel Ware with us this morning. Come on back, quick break.